from Illinois Public Media News. This is 217 Today. I'm Stephanie Mosqueda. It's Monday, October 7th. Coming up, we'll learn how one school in Illinois provides free meals for its students. That story in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. While the number of Latino students is going up in Illinois colleges, they are still less likely to finish their degree than their white peers, according to state data. José Luis Camino moved to the United States from Michoacán, Mexico when he was 7. When he was considering college, his counselor said his undocumented status limited the scholarships he could apply for.
Before he knew that I was someone who had DACA, he gave me all these options of scholarships I could apply for. And then all of a sudden, when he learned that I was in DACA, that huge, like, 3 to 4 papers worth, it all of a sudden became just one option and one option only.
Camino ended up working while taking online courses at a real estate institute. He is now a permanent resident and a realtor. He spoke at Urbana High School on Friday to encourage Latino students to think about college. Almost 3/4 of white students get their bachelor's within 6 years at public universities, but only half of Latino students do. The Champaign Park District held its 8th annual Halloween costume giveaway on Saturday. The event provided free costumes to people of all ages. IPM student reporter Adeline Moy has more.
For the past month, community members donated their old costumes to the drive, resulting in over 100 costumes to choose from at the Douglas Community Center in Champaign on Saturday. Nearly 40 people lined up early to look for costumes, including Destry Downs, a community member who came with her husband and 2 daughters. She says she appreciates the environmental and financial benefits of the event.
They can actually just use recycled materials and something that's eco-friendly and cost-friendly for the city. I think it gives so much joy to the kids. You know, it's such a great thing to be able to let them come in and choose something that's not limited by finances.
Organizers say the event aims to reduce waste and provide costumes to kids and families. I'm Adeline Moy, IPM News.
Illinois men's basketball had their first media day in a new look at the Big Ten Conference. IPM's Jacob Stutz tells us how the Illini are gearing up for 3 new West Coast opponents.
It's the start of a new era for Big Ten basketball with Oregon, UCLA, USC, and Washington creating an 18-team war. But for Coach Brad Underwood in Illinois, after falling short to the eventual champion UConn Huskies last March, the goal remains the same.
The Elite Eight was a great run. It was great for the players to get to experience that, but that's not why I'm here. We want to play 2 more games.
Junior Ty Rogers is one of the few players returning from last year's team, and despite huge roster turnover, he has high belief in how far the Illini can go.
Straight talent-wise here, from top to bottom, this team is more talented than the roster we had last year. You know, last year was a one-of-one team. It was a special team. We made it happen, but this year the team is super talented.
While the sky seems to be the limit, Underwood knows there's work to do prior to tip-off, especially on defense.
I feel like we're way, way ahead offensively of where we are defensively. Defensively right now, 7th grade middle school team might hang 100 on us. We stink.
The Illini begin another season of high expectations on November 4th versus Eastern Illinois. For Illinois Public Media, I'm Jacob Stutz.
Still to come, we'll learn how one school in Illinois provides free meals for its students. That story is coming up next on 217 Today. But first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast for today.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for sunny skies with a high of 69 degrees and a northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 43 degrees, northwest wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 74 degrees, a northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear skies with a low of 46 degrees, a west wind 5 miles per hour. And for Wednesday, sunny with a high of 76 degrees and a west wind 5 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, it's been 1 year since Hamas attacked Israel, setting off a bloody regional conflict. We begin a series of conversations with a pair of Israeli students who've been living in Illinois about their experiences and hopes for the future.
I would definitely settle for just peace, even if they hold grudges, even if they don't like me.
I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on the 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Stephanie Mosqueda. Last year, Illinois passed a law to provide free school meals, but they didn't fund it, so it hasn't happened. But many schools do offer free meals to all students. Peter Medlin went to a school cafeteria to see what it looks like.
The executive chef chops onions for a homemade salsa. Around the corner, cooks pinch pizza dough and dishes clang in the sink. A few feet away, hundreds of customers pour in, order, and leave in minutes. Today, they'll serve upward of 1,700 meals. Welcome to the biggest and busiest restaurant in town, DeKalb High School.
Last year we served 1.15 million meals, and we're already trending for more.
That's Mike Chamness. He's the food service manager at DeKalb Public Schools.
Hi, friend. What can I get you today?
That's Tiffany. She's one of the school's food workers guiding a line of students through her station.
I got two choices for you today. I got my stir fry, and I also got a chili cheese dog.
I'll do stir fry.
All right, friend.
This first rush just started. Students will come through 200 at a time, and it really won't slow down for another 4 hours. And the workers have been prepping this food since 6 a.m. And DeKalb students have a lot of options. There's pasta, a deli, salad, stir-fry, pizza, a Chipotle-style burrito bar, grab-and-go station, and, of course, a daily special. Today, it's the chili dog. There are more options this year thanks to the district's new partnership with food vendor Organic Life. Connor Artiega is the food service director with Organic Life.
We have to offer all five of our components, which are your grains, your meat-meat alternate, your fruit or vegetable, and then your milk. They must take three out of the five for lunch, and one of which has to be a half a cup of fruit or a vegetable.
DeKalb offers free meals to every student, breakfast and lunch, no matter their age or income.
Unfortunately, some of our students, it could be the only meals they get every day, but definitely the healthiest meals.
That's Mike Chamness again, and he says the benefits don't just end there.
Yeah, there's less trips to the nurse's office. A lot of times kids were going to the nurse's office when all it was is they were hungry, you know, so there's less trips to the nurse's office. We have improved behavior in the district.
Most studies show universal meals lead to fewer disciplinary issues and increase academic performance. The food program looks a little different at the middle and elementary schools. For example, they serve breakfast in the classrooms at those levels.
Which also removes that stigma. Everybody's eating at the same time, where before there was an option, well, you can go outside and play with your friends, or you can come in and eat breakfast.
But at DeKalb, universal meals are a relatively new thing. They've been offering them for 4 years. During the pandemic, the federal government allowed all schools to offer free meals, and that expired in 2022. But after many schools, like DeKalb, saw the positives, they couldn't go back. Roxanne Ramage is with the Illinois State Board of Education, and she says it's a trend they've seen across Illinois.
We did see some growth after that pandemic feeding and continuing to support kids, and it's great when the kids can come to school and not have to worry about any of that.
DeKalb qualifies for universal meals through the community eligibility provision. It's a federal program where schools can offer free meals if a certain percentage of students qualify for federal assistance like Medicaid or SNAP.
It was 40% until this school year, and then the federal government changed that, and that reduced that percentage down to 25%.
Now more schools qualify, but Ramage says they haven't seen a big increase in participation. That's because the fewer students who qualify for federal assistance, the lower the school's reimbursement rate, so it's not financially feasible for some schools. Illinois did pass a universal free meals law last year. The problem is that they didn't fund it. The law's sponsor, Maurice West, introduced another bill this year to devote $200 million annually to the program, but it didn't pass. If it does pass at some point, the food staff in DeKalb think it could make a massive difference. They say kids having access to meals every day doesn't just fill their stomachs. It fuels their bodies so they can play tag during recess and powers their brains so they can focus on their homework and builds a foundation for a healthy life. I'm Peter Medlin.
That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Emily Hayes, Adeline Moy, Jacob Stutz, and Peter Medlin. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Stephanie Mosqueda. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.